Gentlemen, welcome to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Would the Secretary please call the roll?
Senators Gant, Gerstad, Kadis,
here.
Olson,
here.
Tubbles, Dempster,
here.
Hansen.
Here.
We have.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting? Moved by Senator Dempster, seconded by Senator Kadis. All in favor say aye. Approved. All those in favor, all those opposed. The minutes are approved. Let's see. We just have one bill on the on the agenda for this morning, and we will move right into that in just a minute. Once again, for those of you listening out on the internet, we'll be interested to know that our interns are Bailey Brewer from Lemon and Josh Chilson from Florence, and our hardworking Paige is already out running an errand, Andrea Hollitz from Clark. With that, we will open the hearing on House Bill 1318, which is an act to provide options for those who elect continuation of health insurance. May we have the first proponent of House Bill 1318, please. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Kathy Mueller from the Governor's Office, and I'm here this morning on behalf of Governor Rounds as a proponent for House Bill 1318. 1318 is an act to provide options to those who elect continuation of health insurance. This bill embodies one of the recommendations outlined by the Zinnia Task Force. The Zinnia Task Force was made up with a cross-section of industries as well as legislators, and it would be important for me to acknowledge that Chairman Hansen, Senator Dempster, and Senator Kadis were also part of that task force. I want to thank you for your participation. This group worked diligently under very tight timelines to develop the recommendations for reducing the number of uninsured in South Dakota. What the Zinnia Task Force found is that in an employer-based system of providing health insurance, that the uninsured sometimes became uninsured because they couldn't afford continuation insurance when the option was available. Under federal COBRA law and state continuation law for smaller employers, employees and dependents have the right to continue their group plan when the employee leaves employment or under certain qualifying events such as employer going out of business. Unfortunately, qualifying individuals often choose to go without insurance because they cannot afford it. The employee or dependent, when continuing coverage, must not only pay their portion of the insurance, but the employer's portion as well as 2% surcharge. In short, House Bill 1318 requires insurers to offer those persons eligible to continue their health insurance additional options to reduce coverage. This will make it more affordable. Under this bill, individuals can either continue at their current level of coverage, or they can reduce coverage, such as taking a higher deductible or a higher copay, to make the continuation insurance more affordable. We view Zinnia as a journey made up of many steps. This bill is an important step in our journey to Zinnia, and I would urge your support of House Bill 1318 and stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Mueller. Are there further proponents to House Bill 1318. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Darla Rogers. I'm a registered lobbyist for Walmart, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. And we rise in support of House Bill 1318. I will tell you that, generally speaking, insurance carriers do not like to be told what they have to cover and what they have to offer. But in this instance, where we would be required to offer a decrease in continuation coverage, we think that the end justifies the means, to the extent that if this will offer or provide a viable and more affordable option of coverage for qualifying employees, to that extent we support the bill. I will tell you as well that Wellmark, as well as myself, on behalf of other insurance carriers, participated in the Zinnia Task Force. I personally served on the insurance working group, and we discussed this extensively, and we have come down in the position of support. We believe that it's a good thing if we can offer more affordable coverage to qualifying employees. So we urge you to pass the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. Further proponents to House Bill 1318? Further proponents to House Bill 1318? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1318? Any opponents to House Bill 1318? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee, Senator Kadis?
Maybe Ms. Mueller or whoever. Could someone enlighten me as to what this 2% surcharge is all about?
Good morning.
Good morning, Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. I was the designated backup on questions, so I guess I get this one. The under the federal COBRA law, there is a allowance for a 2% surcharge over and above the regular premium to allow for the extra cost associated with continuation of coverage. On the state level, we've just mirrored that as well. So extra premium allowed, like I said, just to cover those extra administrative costs, because you do have an extra cost when you talk about somebody left employment. You got to bill them, collect it, and then send it along. So that's really what it's for.
Any further questions from the committee? Senator Dempster.
These are all interesting things, and I think we're all, I can't imagine being uninsured and how panic-stricken I became when I discovered that my middle daughter, even for a day or two, was uninsured. Help me understand impact. Help me understand how many people that we think that this might serve or that this might help afford picking up the cost of their health insurance. And I'm looking for guarantees here.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Zinnia gathered a lot of numbers, as you all know. One of the questions that was not asked is how many people are on continuation insurance. And there are a number of reasons that people can be on continuation insurance, and without knowing whether or not they were eligible for continuation before, we're not sure of how many this will impact.
Senator Dempster.
So work in progress, a step at a time.
Absolutely.
Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action. Sure. Senator Dempster.
Move do pass.
We have moved by Senator Dempster, seconded by Senator Gant. Do pass. Any further discussion? If not, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Gant.
Aye.
Gerstad. Kadis.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Tubols. Dempster.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
We have 6 yeas and 1 excused.
Motion carries by 6-2-0. Move consent. Your second? Moved by Senator Dempster, second by Senator Kadis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1318 will go on the consent calendar. This concludes our business for today. We do have a meeting scheduled. We will have a meeting next Friday, and that will be February 22nd. We have one bill left, and as you come to next Friday's hearing, come also with, if you have any thoughts of something that you'd like to recommend for a summer study, we can discuss that at that time also. Is there a motion to adjourn? Moved by Senator Dempster, seconded by Senator Gerstad. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.